I hope you enjoyed the first leg of our journey. I know I'm looking forward to looking at your travel photos and seeing the souvenirs from your adventures, and just seeing the evidence of your thinking and the evidence of your learning. And I'll be doing that as I review your first thinking routine submissions. And that will be an indication to me of just what the first part of this journey has been for you. Now we're ready to begin the second leg of our journey, and it's going to be comprised of several stops. The first stop will be an exploration of some of the technological aspects of our course. And so we'll do a little bit of exploration about the definition of Web 2.0, dive just a little bit deeper than we have previously, but we're going to really focus on exploring the ideas of social networking, social media, PLNs, PLCs, and the whole alphabet soup thing. And you'll find out what alphabet soup means as you explore the first part of this journey. In the second stop on this part of the trip, this leg of the trip, we'll be looking at exploring several different social media services, looking at different platforms like Facebook and Plurk and LinkedIn and a variety of other things. And you may have used some of these. I'm going to let you determine, you know, whether or not you need to sign up for these accounts and use them. I think it's important that you have a working understanding of each one of them. And so, because they're each quite different, and as we move into the latter modules in the course, I think it'll be beneficial if you know what the possibilities are. In addition to the more common social media platforms, we'll also be looking at ones that you can set up and where you can be the super administrator, and these would be walled gardens that you can set up and use with your students, where you'll have a whole lot more authority, where they're a bit more confined, and so the security is a bit tighter. And we'll be looking at platforms like Edmodo and Ning and a variety of other tools that you could potentially use to help you set up something like this. In our third stop on this leg of our journey, we'll be looking at a variety of ways to organize our information, ourselves, to digital organization online. That includes cloud storage, but some other ideas. And so we'll be surveying several different genres of tools that make that possible. And there are certainly other options, but those that I've listed tend to be those that we see teachers using far more frequently than using some of the others that you might find out there on the internet. And throughout your journey, you're going to find that there are small activities, sort of mini assignments that you are to complete. I expect that you'll be able to read carefully and follow through on those and get those submitted as described. A couple of these are performance assessments, and so it'll just be they'll be graded pretty much with checklists. Did you do this series of things? If so, then you'll be in good shape regarding the assignment. And then there's also an assignment that is more of a thoughtful assignment, and so you'll get to do a bit of reflection, and that's where I'll be looking at your thinking and looking to see that your responses are also indicate harder thinking skills and deep reflection, and that you're not just giving me a summary of the content that I've provided you, that, you know, that there's some original thought, that you're making some application, and those kinds of things.